Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Radio.com sports host Dave Briggs and also a known Mel Tucker hater. Insider calls are brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Now in two great tropical flavors. Catch Dave every weekday on Home and Home. It's a great show. I've been on with those guys on the radio.com app. And you can check it out, radio.com/home, or search home on the radio.com app. Dave, you got to punch him up there, Chico, will you?
I'd be more than happy to do that, Dustin.
Dave, we were fighting a little bit. We were fighting a little bit.
Yeah, we were. I completely disagree with you.
I know.
I know what you're going to say about Mel Tucker. Wouldn't I do the same thing? No, Dustin, I would not do the same thing.
I think
yes,
you're lying.
Okay, go ahead. I'll let you go for a sec.
No, I think you're lying, but you can defend. You can defend your point.
Well, listen, have I left television stations for more money, for better opportunity? Have I left networks for better money, more opportunity? Would I do the same again? Absolutely. Would I leave Google to go to Amazon for more money and a better opportunity? What I would not do is stare 18-year-old kids in the face, tell them I'm committed to a university, committed to that vision. It's my dream job. I'm going nowhere. Plead my commitment on Twitter to the world, how committed I am to building that program. And 5 days later, I'm freaking gone for no reason other than doubling my salary. People can question that all day they want. They can say I am full of it. That is fair. I would not, under any circumstances, do that to 18-year-old kids. And you have to separate an educational state-run institution from an Amazon, a Google, a television network, or a television station. So no question to me, you don't know what I've been through in my career if you think I would do that. But secondly, if I'm a head coach, I'm Mike Vrabel. Mike Vrabel, the Tennessee Titans head coach, when he was at Ohio State, and you probably know this, he told every single recruit when he recruited the hell out of the Buckeyes, don't come here for me. I'm going to do what's best for me. I'm going to leave if I get a better opportunity. That's what he told every recruit. That's a man. That's a man of his word. Mel Tucker's a snake.
Full disclosure, Dave went to Colorado, so that should be out there, right?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Would you feel different? Obviously, listen, Dave.
The Pac-12 is the have-nots right now. They can't bridge the gap with the revenue of the Big Ten and the SEC.
Yeah, that's a problem. I mean, think about that. I mean, the fact that Colorado, and it's a great program, great school, beautiful. I love Colorado. The fact they can't pay Mel Tucker enough, a coach who went 5-7 in his first year as a head coach, that's kind of crazy, right?
Oh, I think it's bonkers that the University of Colorado, who has won a national championship, can't even compete with the likes of Michigan State, who will remain mediocre with or without Mel Tucker. So if we're to land an Eric Bieniemy at Colorado, the Chiefs offensive coordinator, I will quickly get over my rage. But I agree with the likes of Drew Pearson, the legendary Cowboys wide receiver, who said he's a con man because Drew Pearson looked him in the face and said, "Will you be there?" Recruited his grandson. He said, "I'm not going anywhere." I talked to a father just last week who had his son transfer to Colorado to play for Mel Tucker, and Tuck swore he was going nowhere to this dad, gave him his cell phone number, said, "You can text me anytime," and he's full of crap. Yes, you can say I'm full of it too, that I wouldn't take double my salary. I would not, under any circumstances, do what Mel Tucker did.
Dave Briggs is with us, radio.com, home and home every morning. Dave, here's the thing. I feel like, and by the way, full disclosure, I'm friends with Mel. I played for Mel at Ohio State. I talked to Mel on Monday, and when I talked to him, he was committed to Colorado. Like, he's like, "Yeah, Michigan State, just not a good fit right now. The numbers didn't work out, blah, 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 blah." And I just think we don't know what we would do in that situation. We can all say we're committed. We can all do the right things. And I think up until the very moment when he got the immense offer from Michigan State, was doing his job, because I don't think he had any intentions to leave. It was such a crazy offer that I just don't know that anybody could say no to that.
That may be the case. Then why don't you recruit the way Mike Vrabel does? Don't be full of it with these 18-year-old kids and lie to their parents. Don't handle yourself that way. And let's remember, in the last couple of years, Mel Tucker on several occasions has voiced his opposition to the transfer portal and for players being allowed to do what he just did. So the flip side of this is the raw end of the deal that the kids get. Now, I don't want these recruits to leave because we got the seventh best recruiting class in the Pac-12, but I do feel that these players should be allowed to absolutely decommit without losing a year of eligibility. And let's just, so you're acknowledging that Mel Tucker is at the very least, if you don't think he's a con man or a snake, which I do, he is then a hypocrite for not wanting players to be allowed to do
what he just said. I think all coaches are hypocrites when it comes to that, for the most part, the portal. I think every player should be able to leave, especially in a situation like this. I do feel bad for the kids at Colorado that are stuck there if they don't want to be there, if they just came to the school for the coach. And that's one of the toughest things. I mean, like, when I was getting recruited too, you know, a lot of times you go to a school for a coach, for a position coach, for a head coach. And these guys, you know, obviously they can pick up and leave at any time, and it does stink, and you have these relationships. It's one of the crappy parts of this business, and I don't know how we fix it, because obviously, you know, this is a bad deal for people in Colorado. It's bad for the fans. It's bad for the players. You know, obviously it's good for Mel. It's good for his family. It's good for the coaching staffs, the coaches that he brings with him that will probably double their salaries too. And it's good for Michigan State. But, you know, here again, you know, you got a coach that was 5-7. It was his first time as a head coach. So back to your point about Vrabel, I don't know that he ever thought this would even happen. Like, I wouldn't think it would happen if I was a 5-7 coach and this is my first gig. I of course I'd be committed. You know, I wouldn't think that Michigan State would lose Mark D'Antonio, a legend, and offer me an immense amount of money that is life-changing money, generational wealth. Yeah, I don't think he was prepared for it. How can you be?
Sure, that is probably true. I don't think you could be, but I think you could be a little more transparent. You certainly don't profess your undying commitment to university 5 days, and all they do is double your salary. You can't then switch and say, well, this is what I'm doing for the better situation of my kids or my family. This is straight dollars and cents, and I hope he says that. Maybe I'll feel a little bit better at 6:30 Eastern time in Lansing when he says, hey, this was just too much money to pass up. But he won't. He'll likely say something about the best situation for his family and kids and all this BS. And instead of just acknowledging, he, like everyone else, is for sale in college football. Mm-hmm. I hope he supports the college athletes getting paid for their name, image, or likeness. I certainly hope he comes out and supports what's happening in California, what is going to happen in the next couple of weeks in Florida, where we are moving towards a system of paying, of empowering these athletes to take advantage of the profitability in college. I hope he's straight up about all of it. Now, frankly, I think there's a whole other side to this. He was 5-7. You pointed that out. And once I get over my initial rage, and if Colorado is able to find a better coach, I'm not certain that he's going to do any better. I think he had a better opportunity to win at Colorado than he will have at Michigan State, competing with the likes of Ohio State and Michigan and Penn State. I think he's going to get his head beat in out there in the Big Ten and wish he was back out there in the Big Pac-12 making $2.7 million. I think he may live to regret this, quite frankly.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And obviously that press conference at 6:30 will be interesting to see how he presents himself and all that stuff. But I do know Mel really well. I don't think he's a con man. I think he was put in a tough spot.
Why is it a tough spot?
It's not a tough spot, but it is a tough decision to make when I don't think Mel wanted to walk out on those kids. You know what I'm saying? But it was, again, you do at the end of the day, I feel like you have to, in this world, take care of your family first and foremost.
I think he's taking care of his family just fine at $2.6 million per year, and you know that as well.
Tell your wife that I can get 6.5 when you're making 2.7.
Well, it's hard for us lowly radio broadcasters to even imagine a situation. You're going to have to take out a couple of zeros before we can even fathom what that type of decision is like. But If I got
Dave, if I double your salary, you'll be sitting next to me tomorrow doing this show, and you'll leave Ross Tucker, guaranteed.
Well, Ross Tucker, that's a whole other subject. You got a guy who refuses to own a dog. I mean, a terrific guy, but what kind of a human being are you if you don't believe in having a pet dog? I mean, Mel Tucker, does he have a dog? Do you know that? I mean, maybe
yeah,
he's that kind of guy. Maybe
he's
if I knew that
guy.
First about him, I would have known what was coming. But yes, I said this at the beginning of the conversation. I would absolutely leave a television or radio network or a tech company or anything of the like. I have to separate from that an educational institution where I promised 18-year-old kids I was going to be around for them and I was committed to their school. I didn't do that with any television network, any
radio
network.
You have teammates there, right? Coworkers, bosses, companies. People that counted on you at your previous jobs, right? How is that different?
Yeah, I don't. Not to interrupt.
Oh, sorry.
But yeah, Dave, the only thing, and I can totally see, I really see both sides, but the one thing that I don't understand is what you just brought up, and that was from earlier in the conversation. Like, why is it different because it's an educational institution? I mean, just you have to explain that to me if you would.
Because I'm staring into the eyes of 18-year-old kids and their parents and pledging a commitment to them. I don't do that at television or radio networks, neither do you guys and neither do our friends in Wall Street or tech companies.
Okay.
We don't do that.
Okay,
they're businesses, and they're run very differently than what I have to tell an 18-year-old kid to get them to come play for me. Now, from the very beginning, if Mel Tucker, in fact, recruited the way that Mike Vrabel did at Ohio State, I would feel differently about this. And I know for a fact that he did not say that, because as I just mentioned, I talked to a father just last week that talked about the commitment that he told him that he has for his kid and how long he wants to be around and how he wants to build a program, how he's not going anywhere. Maybe if more coaches start recruiting the way Vrabel did at Ohio State.
But you're also talking about a guy who wasn't a head coach. Vrabel was a coordinator.
Right?
He was a coordinator. And yes,
right,
I think it's easier to be more transparent as a position coach, because obviously if you're a position coach or a coordinator, eventually you're going to become a head coach. You're not going to, unless you're just comfortable in that position, right?
Well, as you know, a lot of recruiters are those position type coaches. I'm not sure there was a better recruiter during his time at Ohio State than Mike Vrabel. I think in a lot of these top 20 programs, you see a lot of those high-profile, well-known public figure type of assistant coaches are the ones ultimately getting the commitments of these players.
Dave Briggs is our guest, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hey, we were talking about this earlier, just before we brought you in,
yeah.
Dave, and appreciate the time today. The athletic director, Rick George, apparently said at a news conference today that Mel wanted to address his team, and he was told he could not. I mean, I'm sure emotions are running rampant right now, but you're okay with that? You understand that? Or should he just not be allowed to talk to those guys again?
I'm totally fine with that. I understand what Rick George wanted to make a decision. Those guys, I haven't talked to Rick. I know Rick fairly well, but I'm quite certain that he would have made that decision having consulted with some very angry players,
yeah.
Some very angry parents. And my assumption is, and I'll have to reach out to Rick and confirm, that these kids did not want him to have that opportunity to come in there. And quite frankly, I'm not certain how many would want that opportunity for Coach to recruit them to Michigan State, even though they'd have to lose a year of eligibility. No, if I were the AD, I would make that same decision to not allow him to come and explain how he took the almighty buck to leave them high and dry. February, mind you.
It's bad timing. I mean, it's obviously maybe NCAA should step in and have a rule about, you know, when these things can happen after the signing day. I don't know. But let me ask you this question. What was the contract like at Colorado? Because obviously schools like Colorado that can't really afford to pay these coaches, they've got buyouts in their contract. Like, was there a huge buyout?
Here's my issue with my university. And I think every top 25, top 30, top power five universities ought to have some sort of elevator clause in the buyout. I am stunned that the buyout at this point was only $3 million Michigan State picked up the entire tab for that. I would like to see some sort of elevator buyout that goes down as you stay. Now, would this have been a terrible blow for Colorado after year two, after year three? Yes, absolutely. But at least there'd be some momentum. I don't think there's much momentum after a 5-7 season in which they lost 90-18 to the two teams that played for the conference title, Utah and Oregon. But I think it should have been $10 million after 1 year. Maybe it goes down to $8
Yeah.
Maybe it goes down to $6 in year three. Now, that is all on Colorado, and I would hope Power Five schools would have smarter contracts than my own alma mater did in that case. That's just
so they dropped the ball on that one. You'd admit that.
No question about that. I mean, how can you have a guy – this was clearly an incredible opportunity – for Coach Tuck, who was down there at Georgia. I mean, this was the only Power 5 opportunity he was going to get. Would he have signed the deal with the $10 million buyout after year one? Without a doubt, he would have. And that is all on Colorado. Brilliant move by Mel Tucker's agent.
Dave Briggs, Radio.com, home and home. It was fun to argue.
Hey, man.
I can see both sides of it. I mean, I do, as a former player myself, I can understand a coach leaving. It stinks. It sucks. It's one of the things I hate about college football. I do think those players should be able to transfer anywhere they want to go, and that does stink. It sucks that the coaches –
reform is needed for sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, if people want to tell me I'm full of crap, that is just fine. I would not do what Mel Tucker just did.
Guarantee,
very disappointed.
Guarantee you would, Dave. Thanks for coming on, buddy.
See you, fellas.
All right, man.
Good
see you.
To talk to you.
All right, man. You too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.